מה יקור מצווה סבי שנמסיק לאחים, הלומים לטבעי, הוא תרח על מהם. אלא ראי שדור על יקורכם. כלי מבין לידידי בין לרב, ראי שלא יקורכם. ויסי ו... כלי מביצי הזה, הוא בעס עייסם שתור זה בזה, אל דידי ראי שבמיימת. So there are two bubbles. And the first bubble discusses, מחליק על רבקים לרבונו. So, when the ראי שסייס קורכם, so according to Rove, it must have reference to mine. When he says Kulchem, it means he said Kulchem in the Neder and he said Kulchem in the Chazor. And, he said Lozev, Lozev, Lozev in the Neder and in the Chazor he says Lozev, 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 Asuri, Ve'abe Muta. Ulechabe, Mishane. Mishane. That's the first Bobe. The second Bobe doesn't deal with the Machlekes of Akiven Rabban. All right. So the Gemara says, the Kename, the Tanya, Huta, Hoem Tzoi, Himenu Lamato Mitori, Ulimailo Asu. Eitzver Abade Barave Lerov. I want to go over the whole Gemara, the whole Ram, and then we'll go over inside the Teisves and the Rosh. Teisves and the Rosh have the same pshat, but I think that in the long days there is a difference between Teisves and Rosh. Eitzver Abade Barave Lerov. Keinim Botzeil Shaniteim. שהבוציל רע ללב, אמרו לי, ועלי הכופרי יופל ללב, הוטה בכופרי, ולוי בכופרי בלבד הוטה, אלא בכל הפצולים. So there is a certain kind of an onion that goes in a certain place that is not detrimental to the heart. So, not detrimental to the heart. So when he was told that a certain kind of an onion is not detrimental to the heart, so Mele, he uses it as a pest. As a Pesach. So, Huta Bikaf, Veloi Bikaf, Bikufre Bilvad Huta, El Bechol Apzol. Mai Zohio Vitir Reb Meia Bechol Apzol. Mai Lav Diona, Ilo Yisir Deya, Sha Kufre Yofel Leiv, Ho Yisei Meia, Kol Apzol Nasurim, Vikufre Muter. So Reb Meia was matir in such a case. He was matir in such a case. In other words, originally he used the Loshen. So he used the lotion of Kwal. And then in the Chazor, he also uses the lotion of Kwal. So he's saying, Kolapzol Masurim Vikufri Muter. So that's mine. Now, so the Meir is Matir by my need. Applies the Din of Nedashvita Mikzor saying, Utokulei by my need. Reb Meir. Now, Reb Meir is the one who, according to Rove, is the basis for the time of Bishamai. He's the basis of the time of Bishamai. So the Mele Gemara assumed that inasmuch as Bishamai accords with Reb Meir, that means that Reb Meir agrees with Bishamai. So the Mele, the question is, here Reb Meir is saying, that in the case where he used the Lashon of Klal, and then in the Chazore, he again used, he was Maimonizmov, he also used a Lashon of Klal, except that he coupled that with the expression Chutz Mikufri, Chutz Mibotzel Kufri. So Reb Meir says that we say, Neda Shuta Mitzvah, say Uta Kulei. But Bishamai say that in the case of Maimit, Rove says that in the case of Maimit, Bishamai say, we do not say Neda Shuta Mitzvah, say Uta Kulei. Why? Because they agree with Reb Meir. So Reb Meir certainly agrees with what he says. So he will agree with what Bishamai say. But even though it doesn't necessarily follow, just because Bishamai's halacha is based upon Reb Meir's premise, it doesn't mean that Reb Meir himself has to agree with Bishamai, because Bishamai is halacha that we do not say on account of Tofes Loshon Rishon, so we cannot say Neda Shuta Mitzvah Suda Kulei. This is an extension of Reb Meir's din. This is an extension of Reb Meir's din. So, but Reb Meir himself, even though Reb Meir certainly agrees with the principle of Tofes Loshon Rishon, he does not necessarily have to agree with Rabbi Shammai with this extension of his principle. But Gemara assumed, since according to Rove, so Rabbi Shammai B'shama is deemed that we do not say Nera Shukun Tzosot Akulei is based upon Rav Meir's principle of Tofes Lashon Rishon, so Rav Meir won't say agree with that extension of the principle. With that extension of the principle. So Mimele, so the my love, the Omar, you see the Shaku free of Lev, or you see the collapse of Nasun, we could free Muter. So Rav Meir replied the Deen of Nera Shukun Tzosot Akulei, but according to Rav Meir, the Tofes Lashon Rishon, he should say like B'shama, that we do not say Nera Shukun Tzosot Akulei. So the Gemara certainly could have asked the Kasha according to Rabbi. So in the Chalam, so the Ram says, the Gemara is asking the Kasha a little bit of Rave, and certainly we could have raised the same Kasha against Rabbi. But why does the Gemara ask according to Rave? Because Rave involved Rav Meir here. So here we have a stire. We have a stire between Rav Meir and Rav Meir. But the same Kasha could be asked according, could certainly be asked according to Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Loi, Bein Rabbi Lo Yisirdeya, Shakru Freyofil Leiv, O Yisir Botzil Peili Pleini Yasu, Biku Freyuta, but Mishan is Lov. So, Vireb Meir, and Vireb Meir, I'll limit Rabbi Kinev, I'll limit Rabbi Lo. Because, according to Rabbi, so by Mishan is Lov, so there is no Machlekes, so this Rabbi Meir's deen. Accord with everybody, with Rabbi Akiva and with Rabban. Because here it doesn't say Keitzat Omar Rabbi Akiva. Kinim Botel Shanitayim. So it can accord with Rabbi Akiva and Rabban. And since Rabbi Meir has reference to Mishanes Dvorov, and by Mishanes Dvorov, so Rabbi Akiva and Rabban agree, I mean Mishama and Bisil agree, that we say, that I should have to say, Hoto, Buta. Now let's see the Rabban. Eitz Rabban l'rove, klima v'kash l'rove, domen maimit li, yomik mishamik rameyer, umidinik rameyer, mashmat rameyer, namesfil l'kamesaye, domen v'muta v'kum l'asurin, v'kan hit rameyer kol ha'pcholin, v'kol sh'nikash l'rame, domen maimit v'rahatil kol ha'asurin, v'yomim muter, dim ki rameyer sh'hit kol ha'pcholin, domen kemam, elo minishim d'hach mas nisen, ton rameyer behedye, v'rove hu da'atkir l'rameyer, because is so actually the Rabbi who didn't who the Abba was in the Shnuye didn't he did Bisham and Sarab the Kirat Meir Abba Rabbi Meir was filling up a Sai and look at Bisila Vafil Bimai Michon didn't he don't Rabbi Meir Tofus Loshon Rishen Han Mile Kishe Sei Sei Ze Ze Keilo Ushlomi Abba Kishe Nei Sei Sei Bein Mechutz Bin Abba Svirli Nibar Gmor Avodan was er und von time in dem matche die mit mehr gib ich ja mein mit tags und war wie mein mit die er beim schane le rabbe red mehr alle mit rabbe kibe doch rabbe is will in beim schama ich red mehr ich sag mal zum mit mehr alle mit rabbe kibe und wir hoffe die oma hat im happy drauf die war auch mutter kein mehr kein mehr hat now then the boy continues Eis Rabbi Melerov, Reb Nosnei Meir, Yei Shnela Shemikzose Muta Umikzose Yoseh, Kei Tzat No Dam Na Kalkolo, Veho Yubei Bnei Shuach. It was a Kalkolo Shal Teim. So there are all kinds of Teim, of things. Veho Yubei Bnei Shuach. Veho Ma'il Huo Yisiedei Yashe Bnei Shuach. Biseicho Lo Yisinei Da Kalkolo. So lo yisinei, hakalkol ha'asur, b'nei shuach mutoreis, ad shibor ha'bakir be made. Since that the b'nei shuach, it becomes bottle ligabei, one type of a fig, so it becomes bottle ligabei all figs. So, ad shibor ha'bakir be made, that I should have to say, hutakulei, my love the omar, ilu o yisiyedei asher b'nei shuach b'seicho, או יישאי מרתיל ישחרס ולבוני ססוריס, פני שוח מתורס, ורבא כאילו, ובלי רבנון, לא יבאי מר, אילו יישאי ידיע של נשוח בסייכו. So the more is קשי is, מי לב דרומה, אילו יישאי ידיע של נשוח בסייכו, או יישאי מרתיל ישחרס ולבוני ססוריס, נדוס משם יש בו, פני שוח מתורס, ורבי עקיבי, ובלי Upligabonon, Loi Beimir, Ilu or Yisidea, that was according to Rove, so by Mishane's Dvorov, everybody agrees that we say Nera Shukun Tzosot Akulei. And here we say that only came, that only Borab Akiva really made. But according to Rabbanon, we do not say that Hashem didn't trust him with the Kolei. So it's a kasha against Rabbi. So lo yimei meril lo yisidei Hashem nishua abiseicho lo yisei meakol akalkola asuro ubnishuach mitomus. So here at Gemara, there is a certain contrast. And the Ram discusses it. Before, after all, before the Gemara doesn't, it's not spelled out whether it has reference to Maimonides' Dvarov or to Mishnah's Dvarov. And here it does not spell out whether it has reference to Maimonides' Dvarov, Mishnah's Dvarov. So before, Rav Adi assumed that it has reference to Maimonides' Dvarov. And then he has the Kasha. So here the Gemara assumed that it has reference to Mishnah's Dvarov and he has the Kasha. Why is it that before we assume that there's reference to Maimonides Dvarov, and here we assume that there's reference to Mishnah's Dvarov? Right, now let's see the Rambam. All right, so let's finish the Gemara. I see that the Rambam is coming. Man tane, we hold it on Rabbanon. We hold it on Rabbanon. No dar mechaim, mishob miyodom keachot. Hu tal leachot mehen. Hu trukulom. So it's no, it doesn't present any difficulty either to Rabbi or to Rabbi. So what does Rabbi say? That the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon, between Mishamai and Bisilel, is in regard to Misham, the Dvarov. And Maimonides' Dvarov, everybody agrees that we do not see that Hashem Yom Sasot. Rabbi says that the machlekes is dafke by Mishamai's Dvarov, but by is dafke by Maimonides' Dvarov, but by Mishamai's Dvarov, everybody agrees that we do say that Hashem Yom Sasot. So he says now here the Braise mentions two situations. One situation is where it's hutarech, where we do apply the din of let Hashem Yom Sasot say. And the second Bavli deals with a situation where we don't apply the din of Huta Mishas Huta Kolei. So here Rabbi Reishe, now the Reishe says that we do apply the din of Huta Mishas Huta Kolei. Now, so who says the din according to Rabbi? So Rabbi Akiva is the only one who applies the din of Neda Shutem Tzosu Utakulei by Misham. And the Rabbanon say that even by Misham enough. So here the price, the first Bavli of the price, applies the din of Neda Shutem Tzosu Utakulei. So obviously the Reish, the first Bavli, must accord with Rabbi Akiva. It could not accord with Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, there is no din of Neda Shutem Tzosu Utakulei in the Rabbi. So Reish Rabbi Akiva, save it. When it says chutz me'achod men, and chutz me'achod men means that it is ma'imid as dvorov, it's ma'imid as dvorov. So that according to Rabbi accords with everybody. We say for the rehakel, and it has reference to ma'imid as dvorov. And what does it mean chutz me'achod men? In other words, that at first he said kulchen asurin. And then in the Chazor he said, Kulchem Asurim Chutz Miyachod Men. Chutz Miyachod Men. So Ili Rabbe Reishe Rabbe Akive, Reishe Rabbe Akive, Viseife Divrei Hakel. Because by Maimonides' Dvarov, so even Rabbe Akive is made that we do not say that Hashem Yom Sasot Hakol. Ili Rove. So according to Rove, so when is there, so by Mishana, everybody agrees that we say Neda Shutem Tzosu Utakulei. And what is there a machlek between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon? Dafke by Maimon. So Yili Rove, the Seife says that we do not apply. So the Seife according to Rove must have reference to Mishana. So it's to Mishane, and it can accord. So the Ili Rove, so Sefer Rabbanon, so according to Rove, So by Mishnah, everybody agrees, even the Rabbanon. So when do the Rabbanon say that we do not say Nidashim Mitzvah of the Kulei? Only by Maimid. So Il Rove, so Seifes, has reference to Maimid. He says that in the courts with the Rabbanon, who say that by Maimid we don't say Nidashim Mitzvah of the Kulei, the Reish of the Rabbanon. Now the Rabbanon. יש נדר שמצוסים מותר מצוסים מוסר. אני רואה לי את מצוסים מותר במשאי לקומה. כי משאישתו הסביקה נדר, שזהו נסחבים לבני שוח לילה. רבא קיבי יהוד, ותרבונם עלי בית מיום. אילי רבי ראי שלא זה ולא זה, ורבא קיבי כלי יום משאר. וסייף את עומק כולכם, ותרחק על כלים המים. לרובי, ראי שלא זה ולא זה ולא זה ורחק. כלי מה במשאר. וסייף את כולכם ורבונם. כלי מה במים. עולי אין הלוכה. קיים אלון כרבא קיבי עלי בסילה. דיני דרשות המקצוס, יהודה כולי, וביפלוק תדירה במירובה. Now the question is, do we pass? We certainly pass like Rabaki, that דרשות המקצוס, יהודה כולי, and like Bishil. But the question is, how do we apply the מחלקס of Rabaki and Rabbanon? To Maimid or to Mishale? So in other words, do we pass like Rabbe or do we pass like Chod? וביפלוק תדירה במירובה, given the Kalameima. די הלכסי כרבי, מי שדהב רבי דרובי, והיא כלמימה, די הלכסי כרובי, מי שדיבס רואי הוא, נקטינון כרבי לחומרי. נקטינון כרבי לחומרי, די במיימית, כולן אסור אין רוב ומותיה. את הרמה לא רוצה פסקנס לקרב. די במיימית, כולן אסור אין רוב ומותיה. So, but from the lotion of the Ran, it's משמע that we pass like Rabbe because it's Lechumre. Because according to Rabbe, B'maimid is Kulon Asur. So it's Lechumre, it's not a Pshites. So it's on the basis because it's a Svei Kenedine, because the Gemara doesn't say how we pass. But the Rambam always passes whenever there is a Machlekes between Rabbe and Rove. In Kol HaShas, whenever there is a Machlekes between Rabbe and Rove, even though Rabbe is the Rebbe of Rove, but since Rove is a Basroye, so the Rambam generally passes like the Basroye, like Rove. Here he passes like Rabbe. So it's not that the Rambam has a suffix. So the Rambam has a special reason as to why the here he passes like Rabbe. Oh. But the Ran says because it's a Chumre, so misofik we pass like Rabbe. בשביל בעשרוי נקטו נקרא בלחומרי, ומיים את כולה אסור, ואובי מודר, ואובי משנה. בין מפרט לכלל, בין מכלל לפרט, כולו מתון. וכן פוסק הרמב"ן זה, מי הוא? Now he mentions. מי הוא אי כמן דומה? וכי הוא אמר, ובמיים את כולה אסורים, דווקא דומי למסליס, שלו ידיע שאובי ביניהם. הוא כך כיוון שהוא מיים את אין כאן נדע שאולה בקצוסי, לפי שאובי פלוהו יולי לו בכלל הנדע. אבל בשקולו בכלל, ונשאל אחד מהם, וכמסמיס מפייסרים, כאילו שהוא דרך אחד מהם, וישאל, הוא תרוקו. So he mentions in Shittes Rishayim, that when does Rabbi say, that B'maimid is Kulo Masuri? When does Rabbi say that B'maimid is Kulo Masuri? So that's only in the case where the Neda becomes Poko, as far as the mikzas is concerned, the cholapoches, as far as the mikzas is concerned, without the tachochet, without the tachochet. So mimele, we say that by maimid, and it doesn't require a tachochem, for example, the case of roi sadich lentein, voma aril lechem kol, and then v'nim tzovi v'ochem. And then when he found out, so he says, Ilo is yedea shab b'neichem is emeir, kulchon asurin chutz mi'ab. So Rove says, so in such a case, Rove says, that even Bisila will agree, that the neder is kayon, ligabe all the others, ligabe the strangers. Why? So here, because since it doesn't even require a tachochet, why doesn't it require a tachochet? Because there was a toyes b'ikara neder. There was a toyes b Bikaranete. So since there was a Toyes Bikaranete, so Mimele, it means that the Neder was not even taken in respect to the Abu Neder. It wasn't taken. So we cannot say Neder Shuta Mikzose Utakule. Mashein came in the case of Pesach Mishabos Yom Tevin, where it cannot become Muter. Even in regard to Shabbos Yom Tevin, it cannot be Muter without the Tachochet. So we cannot say that the Neder wasn't taken. True, al the Pesach, so then he is Eker Yekle Mafreya, and it becomes a Toyes. So that's a din that the Chochem through his Atorim is Eker Yekle Mafreya. But we cannot say, since we have to resort to the Chochem, so we cannot say that it is considered as if he hadn't, as if Shabbos Yom Tevim hadn't even been included. Because if it hadn't been included in the formulation, so in the Mele, it wouldn't require the Chochem. So over there, the Shabbos Yom Tevim are included. So as long as the Shabbos Yom Tevim are included in that there, and then it becomes retroactively annulled. So in Mele, we say, so even Rabbi will be made it, that according to Rabbi Akiva, we can say, Neda Shuta Mishra Shuta. This is the shiur. Mi we come and go back. The chiyu amad in my mitkul masurim dafki du mir masris shol yidei ashov ebeneya hil kakim shol my mitkul kane la shudu mitkul say lu ifi shov if lo hoyo leilo micho aneda. So maybe it's not shaya to say huta mitkul say he wasn't included in the neda. It was just to be we were laboring under a mistake but it turned out that the Oviv was never included in the Neder. So in Mele, it's not Shaya to say, Huta Miktose, it's not Huta Miktose. That Miktas was not included in the Neder. Avu Bishikulum Bichla, where we have to resort to the Chochem, Vinisha Lechmen, Uchmasnis Nipeisri. So Kibish Huta Rechmen al Bishayle, Hutrukulum, even according to Rabbi. I'll leave the Rabbi. ואין כן דאס הרמב"ן זו, בהלכי שהוא סייביה, דאפילו כהי גבנה, לא יאמר נדע שהות המקצוע שהות הקורא, אלא במשל, אבל במה אם ידעו? הרמב"ן שיטי is that even in the case where we have to resort to the Chochem, so I'll leave the Rabbi as we passed. So when we say that Shuta Mikzos say Yuta Kulei only by Machlus law, Mishanes law, but not by Maimonides law. Now then the Rambam will mention another shita of the Rambam, and there might be a connection between the two. There might be a connection between the two shitas of the Rambam. Perhaps the Rambam, because of the other chiddush of the Rambam. Was logically bound to come to the conclusion that by my mit the din of neda shuta mitzose huta kulei doesn't apply. Uchidvov nira lelachi. So in other words, the Ram says that it is disposed towards the shita of the Ramban, not the shita of the Yesh Mishnah. In other words, that now the Ram does not. Is not machria like the other shita of the Ramban, even though it's possible that in the Ramban's mind there was some connection, but in the Ram's mind there was no connection. So the Ram is disposed to agree with the shita of the Ramban that there is that this memory of Rabbi that by my mind we do not say neda shuta mitzose huta kulei. So it doesn't apply only to in my mind in a case where we don't have to resort to the Chochem. But even in my mind in a case where we have to resort to the Chochem, so we still don't say that Rashi Tamitzah Seu Takulei, by my mind. According to Rav. Uchidvor of Nir Lachi, di misi, di mas misi di peisi. Now, the Keren Eiro points out that here the Rani is unusually Meirich. I mean, the Rani is always Meirich. It's always Meirich. But usually, because of the Harochas Diburim by the Ran, so he makes it easier. But here, on the surface, it appears that the Ran is Marich Shalulitzirich. So that is pointed out by the Karanim. So he says, Uchidvov nirlachia, divi said the masnis di pesi, kiv niyom tevi mutorim al vishay, afil, mai midare yu ki mishane. That when is there a difference between mai mid and mishane? Only in the case of toyes bikran, but in case where we have to resort to a pesach. So then, mai mid is not different than Mishane, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that by Mishane we say that I should have just said to Kulei. So by Maimid we also say, oh Marovi, the Hakel Medi, the Mishane, Kulam Mutomi, Plukte the Mishama Yubisila Vilchutkoi, Vilama Plukte the Rabbi Akiva, Virabu. So he says, Monefshech, if we got the Maimid, if the Gabi Maimit, if the Gabi Rabbis, that Maimit is, we do not say, let us should have to say what a kule. So it's only when there is a Toys B Canada. But where we require at the Chochem, so then according to Rabbi. So if Maimid we say that I should have just said the Kule. In other words, so Maimid according to Rabbi, in any case where we have to resort to Pesach, to Etachochem, so then Maimid has the same status as Mishana. So Mimele, so Mikabi Rove, Imkin, so he makes an analogy. Imkin, oh, Marove, the Hakon made in Mishana. Kulumitorim, Abluk, the Mishama, you be sealed with Hutkoi. Now, this, the other Rishenim don't say. The Rishenim only say that Ligabe, the memory of Rabbi, Rabbi says that by Maimid, even Rabbi Akiva is made that we do not say that Hashem Tzosot Nekulei. So, these Rishenim say that Rabbi has reference only to a case of Toys B Canada, where no Pesach is required, no Etachochem is required. But where Pesach is required, where we have to resort to Etachochem, then according to Rabbi, so even Maimid, Alibid Rabbi Akiva, even by Maimid, Alibid Rabbi Akiva, we say that Hashem Tzosot Nekulei. This is all that these Rishenim say. But the Rishenim don't say that Ligabi Rove, vis-a-vis Rove, that Rove says just the reverse of Rabbi. Rabbi says that the Machlekes is only by Mishane. And Rove says, no, the Machlekes is only by Maimid. But by Mishane, everybody is made it, that we say, Huta Miktosa Otekoli. So he says, Imkei, ki om Rove hakomim Mishane, kolom mitori. So because in the Mishneh, so it's Pesachin Afilu in Maimit is Kemishan, according to Rabbi Akiva. So we plead Rabbon. Vihoche Michael Maxwell Rabbi Lerove, we must listen to Kalkolo, the Rabbi Akiva, who plead Rabbonon, Leim Leim Chaname. That, so we could say that the Mishnah of Kalkolo, so has reference to the case where he says, Ilo Yisi Yedea Shem Yeshua Biseicho, or Yisei Meir, Tein Yishcheres Ulvonis Asurei, Tishir Mitois, where he's Mishane. So the Gemara and Rabbi Akiva who plead Rabbonon. So why couldn't the Gemara say in Chaname Rabbi Akiva who plead Rabbonon? But Rove says that by Mishane, so the Rabbonon are not chilek on Rabbi Akiva. So we could say when do the Rabbonon say that by Mishane the So the Rabbonon agree with Rabbi Akiva. So that is, I mean, so when can we make a distinction between Mishani and Maimid? That is the case where there is a toys become Eden, but where we have to resort to Pesach. So just as Rabbi Akiva treats Maimid in the same way as he treats Mishane, so Memele, so Maimid and Mishane are the same way. So since Rabbonon certainly hold, that we do not say Neda Shvita Mitzvosei with a Kulei by Maimid, so they do not hold that we say Neda Shvita Mitzvosei with a Kulei by Mishane either. This is what the Ram says. אם כן כיום הרוב את ההקל בין אם משנה קום ותור אם הפלוק משם ובסיר ובחות כהן ולמה הפלוק לרב עקים ורבונו דו הפלוק מסניס לפייסחי אפילו מי מתקים משנה So in any case like the Mishnah of Pesach where we have to resort to the Chochem so Maimid has the same din as Mishane so Mimele if the Rabbonon Achilek and Rabbi Akiva in regard to Maimid, they have to be chelik and Rabbi Akiva in regard to Mishane also. Insofar as any case where Hatoras Chochem is required is concerned. Afilu Maimid ki Mishane, uplik Rabbonon, v'yoche maikom actually Rabbi Nelirove, we must listen to Kalkolo, the Rabbi Akiva in, uplik Rabbonon. Leime leyeinu chaname, the only day vade Rabbonon di Pesri, Lesley afilo bimishane le dashu ta mitzvos yehuda kulei. Di isle bimishane le gam masnis di peischi. Havel le mishre afilo bimaimit. So because li di dei vader abonon di peischi, Lesley afilo bimishane le dashu ta mitzvos yehuda kulei. Di isle bimishane because if they would apply the din of nedashu ta mitzvos yehuda kulei in the case of peischi, that is descriptive of any case where Hatoras Chochem is required, where the nether doesn't become bottled by itself. So the Islay b'mishane, the Gabbai must listen to Peisrin, Havel l'mishre, afil b'maimid, the Omar, the Maimid, the Peisrin, b'mishane, ki must listen to Tein, the Maimid, the Peisrin, ki mishane, ki must listen to Tein, El Vada is, it's ki mishane, not b'mishane, but Kimishane. So he said, the Oma, the Maimid, the Peisrim is Kimishane. Kimas Nisnitainim. The Maimid, the Peisrim is Kimishane. It's not the base, there should be a kof. In some Gemores, it is mentioned, there is a kof, not a base. The Oma, the Maimid, the Peisrim, Kimishane, Kimas Nisnitainim. So, Maimid of Peisrim. What is Peisrin? Peisrin is descriptive of any case where Het HaChochem is required. And Maslis Nitaini is descriptive of a case where there is a Toyes Mikan Eder where no Het HaChochem is required. So the Maimid the Peisrin, that Maimid in a case like Peisrin means a case where Het HaChochem is required, where there is no toys mikane there, has the same status kimishane kimaslis niten. It's kimishane, not beimishane. Kimishane kimaslis niten. El vadai rove aplukte di mishamay ubisila bilchude koy. I mean, when he says el vadai, he means he's discussing the shite of the yesh mishane, not his own shite. El vadai. Rove aplukte di bishamay bisul bechude koye vilav aplukte di peisri di Rabbi Akiva afilu mishane pork vii hoche. So in other words, vii hoche. Maikom actually rove Rabbi Akiva would plig rabbonon leim leinach name elovadai must listen di peisri, which deals with the case where Het HaChochem is required, there is no Toyes Mekane there, ki masnis nitenim, where that deals with the case where there is a Toyes Mekane there, where Het HaChochem is not required. למרכדי ישראל, ומשמוכה, כי קוראים הרובה, דבמשנה, הקרובדי, דקולו מטורים, הפרוט לרבון ורב כימנה מכוהה, ומשמוכה פורך לרבי לשם, כן ירבי. So actually, you see, the Yesh Lishemeya doesn't say one word about Rove. They only say about Rabbi. So they say that Rabbi says that the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisila, that the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisila, so is only in the case of Mishama. But by my means, even Bisil agreed that we do not say Nevashut HaMetzos HaTikolei. So what's the Svora there? So the Svora is because in the Machlekes between Bishamai and Bisila, that's a case where there is a Toyes Bikra Neda, where we don't even have to resort to a hetachochem. So in such a case, if he's minded as Borov, so then it means, that the mikzas in regard to which it is bottled was never included in the Rebbe. It was just a mistake. So, in the Mishneh of Bishamai, in the Mishneh of Teinim, or in the Mishneh of Teinim. So in the Mishneh of Teinim, So then, if he's minded as Dvorov, so it means that Ovi V'Echov were never included in the Neder, so it's not shayach to say Neder Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei. Masha'in came, these Rishayim can say, as vis-a-vis Rove's memory, that Rove says just the reverse, and Rove says that by Mishane as Dvorov, everybody agrees. That by Mishane is Dvorov, everybody agrees that we say that Ashuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei. So there, that applies not only to a case like the Mishnah of Teinim. It applies to the case like the Mishnah of Pesachin also. Because the only reason as to why these Rishayim say that by my means, so everybody agrees that we do not say according to Rabbi, that by my mind, everybody agrees that we do not say Neder Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei, is because in the case so these Rishayim hold, why does Rabbi say that by my mind, so Kol Masur involved Buddha? Because since his mind is love, and there is a Toyes Bikra Neder, so that means that Ovi V'Echov or Mishuach were never included in the Neder. So maybe we cannot say that Neder Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei. That's only Shayach in the Lomdes of Rabbi. But as far as the Lomdes of Rabbi is concerned, who says just the reverse, that by Mishane is Dvorov, everybody agrees that there is a din of Neder Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei. Because Rabbi holds that this din of Neder Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei is not rejected by anybody. So by Mishane is Dvorov, so we certainly say Neder Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei. So that applies to everything, to a case like the Mishneh of Teinim, and to a case like the Mishneh of Teinim. Ah, because of Eid HaRambanza, Dafiru B'Mishane, Dafke B'Neder Shehutar Al B'Pesach. Now, that's another din by the Rambam. Dafiru B'Mishane, Dafke B'Neder Shehutar Al B'Pesach, Shedei Mekzas Libi. So the sheet of the Ramban is that the whole din of Neder Shehuta Mikzose Huta Kulei is only Shayach. The whole din of Neder Shehuta Mikzose Huta Kulei is only Shayach where the Heter is on the basis of Pesach. But where the Heter is on the basis of Charote, then we do not say Neder Shehuta Mikzose Huta Kulei. דאפילו במשנה דאף כבנה דאשו דאו דיפסך שדאי מקצז לגלטויס כי שיש תויס בנדע הפוטון כולי. אבל תראו, בחרות אין כל הנדע ניתר, אלו משהו מסחרת בבלבד. אבל תסס כוסו, תאפיל וניתר בחרות, כיו נכוחו נקרא נדע מיקורי, וכיו שירות המקצוע סיירות הכולי. כיו שירות המקצוע סיירות הכולי. Now then the Rambam starts discussing something else. So there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Tesvis, and most Rishonim appear to be chilek on the Ramban shita. Now the Ramban shita is that the whole halacha of neder shuta mitzvah shuta kulei is only when it becomes huter on the basis of Pesach. But of course it goes without saying. Suppose we don't have to resort to Pesach, then we certainly apply the din of neder shuta mitzvah shuta kulei, because it's a toyes. At the very outset, it was a toys. So in other words, the Ramban shita is that the whole halacha of neder shuta mikzosei uta kulei is only shayach when mikzosei is uter because of toys. But if mikzosei becomes uter, even limafrei, because of other reasons, not toys, then we don't say neder shuta mikzosei uta kulei. That's the Ramban shita. So that means that according to the Ramban, when is it on the basis of toyes, if it's not even in neder that is based upon hetachochem? So also there are two ways how a chochem can be matir. One is on the basis of Pesach, and one is on the basis of Chavot. All right, the Marit, he explains the Ramban on the basis of the premise that where a neder is muter on the basis of Pesach, so midraisa doesn't even require a chochem. So then the Ramban's shita is very simple. In other words, the Ramban's shita is that we only say neder shuta mitzvah huta kulei. We only say neder shuta. The Ramban's shita is very simple. In other words, the Ramban's shita is that we only say neder shuta mitzvah huta kulei. We only say neder shuta mitzvah huta kulei if it is bottle abolition at the very outset, without anything. So Memele, he says, by Pesach we also say that, because every neder that has a Pesach, so without Bezin, without Gimladiates, without Yochid Mumche, so it is Muta. But with Rabbonon we require Gimladiates or Yochid Mumche. But with Raisa it doesn't require. This is how the Marit explains the Ramban. But it's not reasonable to assume that the Ramban Shite is based upon that premise. If the Ramban Shite had been based upon that premise, so the Ramban would have said that. How is it the Ramban never mentions this big chiddush that neder that has a Pesach is bottled by itself, is null and void at the very outset, without a midraisa, without a chochem? As a matter of fact, there is such a shita. The Rashbo mentioned such a shita, he rejected the Miri, mentioned such a shita. And he rejected the Daf of Gimel. We saw that the Rashbo and the Miri mentioned such a shita. And the Ramban doesn't mention it. So we can say that the Ramban doesn't agree with the shita of the Marit, that every Pesach, the Midraise, is put so the net makes the neder null and void without any head of mind. But that the Ramban can hold, like most Rishonim, that even a neder that has a Pesach, so without a Techochem, the neder is Kayom, Midraisa. But the Ramban holds there is a difference between the Hetachochem on the basis of Pesach and the Hetachochem on the basis of Charote. When the Hetachochem is based upon Pesach, so then through the Hetachochem it becomes Toyes, Rimafreya. Without that Hochem, it's not toys, but with that Hochem, it becomes toys. It becomes toys. In other words, the Hochem has to give a roi that this neder is a neder toys. So that's the difference between a real toys and Pesach. When there is a real toys, let's say there is an umdel in the muchach, so then it doesn't require any roi by Yochid Mumche, or by Gimladiates that it is a toys. Mashein came where there is no Aran Sadeh, and so then, but he tells us that had he known of this and this, he wouldn't have taken the neder. So then it becomes a toyes, a neder bitoyes, through the heroe of a yochid mumche, through the heroe of Gimladeitis. So then it becomes toyes. Mashen kecharote, it doesn't become toyes. But it's a special tzeres hakosov that and the chochem can be ikeret lemafreya. And the whole alochem of neder shuta mitzosi utakule is only shayach when mitzosi is bottled for toys. Not if the mitzosi is bottled for some other reason. And it seems to me that that this shita of the Ramban had something to do with the Ramban's other rejection of the shita of Shemim that remind me is kulam asur involving muta. Not that we have to say that, but possibly the Ramban, in the Ramban's mind, there was a connection. You see, because now Teisus is chelik on the Ramban shita. And what does Teisus say? Our Teisus kosu dafu nita becharote kiv bechochom iker aneda mikori mikiv shuuta mitzosei is utakule. So Teisus can be explained in two ways. Either the Teisus holds that charote is also makes the neder, even when the chochom is matter on the basis of charote, it also becomes a neder toetz. So memele, we couldn't distinguish between the heter chochom on the basis of Pesach and the heter chochom on the basis of charote. But Teisus could agree with the Ramban's premise that the whole halacha of neder shuta mitzosi utakule is only shayach when it's shuta mitzosi al di toyes. But where is the Ramban holds al di charote? It doesn't become toyes, so Teisus holds it's also toyes. Or the pshat Teisus could agree with the Ramban that where it's muter, where the chochem is matter on the basis of charote, then it doesn't become toyes. He agrees with that, but whereas Teisus Ramban shita is that the whole halacha of neder shuta mitzosi utakule is only shayach when it's shuta mitzosi al di toyes, so the Ramban shita is even without toyes, as long as it becomes a miktsas, is bottle, is huta, so the whole neder becomes bottle. So, I mean, Teisus shita could also be explained to it. I think that the Ramban, because of the Ramban shita, that the whole halacha of neder shuta mitzosi utakule applies only to a neder that is huter on the Pesach. And where the neder is a toyes bikore, so then of course it goes without saying that we say neder shuta mitzosi utakule. So mainly because of that, the Ramban considered it unreasonable to make this distinction that the bimaimit kulon asuri v'oviv muter. Bimaimit kulon asuri v'oviv muter. I mean, what's the svore? What's the logic of bimaimit kulon asuri v'oviv muter? Because bimaimit, let's say, in a case where the toyes is, and we have to say that those Rishenim will say that Maimit Kulon Asur and Bavim Muter, but they will not agree with this. Let's say in a case where the Toyes is, and we have to say that those Rishenim will say that Maimit Kulon Asur and Bavim Muter, but they will not agree with this corollary that the Ram attributes to them, that this Rabbi says that in the case of Pesri, so Maimit has the same din like Mishanet, so Mele Rove. So Rove will say that there is no difference in the case of Pesrin between Maimid and Mishane, and the case of Maimid and Mishane, that these Rishenim don't say it. This is the Ram's extension of this Rishenim Shidi. But these Rishenim only say that according to Rabbi, Remind me this colon assoli. We have a mutter. Why? Because if the whole reason as to why, the whole reason that the Trappist Din that remind me this colon assoli and the remind me this colon assoli is only shayach in the case like Taini, where there is a toyes bikar leder. So memele, if he's a maimid, so that means that oviv v'yor echov were never included in the neder. So that is shayach. If we say that there is haloche, that there is a general haloche, tef neder shuuta miktsose. Not limited to toys. If we assume that there is a general halacha of neder shuta miktsose utakulei, and it is not limited to toys only, so maybe we can say, when can we apply this general halacha of neder shuta miktsose utakulei if the miktsas that becomes uta was included in the neder in the afloye, and then it becomes Uta, even though it becomes Uta on Afreya. But it was included in the Neda. So then we say, since a Torah was Chal on the Mikzas, so it is Chal on the whole Neda. So the Beetle is Chal on the whole Neda, the Rachmoshel, like the Din Baides, that Idish Botel Mikzos of Botel Kul. So in other words, since Beetle was Chal on Ktsas Agode, so Beetle is Chal on the whole Neda. I mentioned it. So that is very mistaber if we say that there is a general halacha of neder shuta miktsose utakulei. In other words, that if beetle is chal and it miktsas on neder, so the beetle is chal and the whole neder. That is mevatel the whole afloi. So then we can say, when is it shayach to say if beetle was chal and it mixes on afloye. So beetle is chal on the whole afloye, and the whole afloye if. So when is the chayach, let's say by Mishan, but by Maimid, and in the case of Taini, by Maimid, by Maimid, in the case of taining, so that means that the Ovi V'Echov were never included in the afloye. So no beetle took effect on any part of the neder. Was any beetle chal on the part of the afloye in regard to Ovi V'Echov? No. The reason is why Ovi V'Echov amut there is because he never had the Ovi V'Echov in mind. He never had Ovi V'Echov in mind. So maybe you cannot say, since a beetle was chal and part of the hafloi, so maybe that is mivatel the whole hafloi, because that part of the hafloi was never included in the hafloi. He said, kulchan asuri, hoyo rei salechun teini, and he said, kulchan asuri, and he didn't know that the father was among them. So maybe he never meant the father, he never meant the brother. So no beetle was took effect on any part. So how can we say neder shuta miktsose utakulei? Mashiikin according to the Rambam. Mashiikin according to the Rambam that this is not a general din of neder shuta miktsose utakulei. That if beetle is chal and part of the afloye, so it is mevatel the whole afloye. The Ramban limits it only to toys. The Ramban limits it only to toys, and on the contrary, according to the Ramban, so it goes without saying that this aloche of neder shuta miktsose utakulei applies to a toys bikar neder. But it even applies to a toys that is not bikar neder. That a toys that becomes retroactively toys through the Yoras Chochem. But so there it also applies, but it certainly applies in the first instance, it applies to a case where there is a toyes be granader. So it's not the aloche that if part of the afloye became bottle, so it is mevatel the whole afloye, like the Ardimian, the aloche of finish a bottle with also bottle kolo. No, it's a special aloche that if there is a toyes in regard to one part of the neder, so it becomes a toyes in the whole neder. And it only applies to toys. So mimele, we cannot say that in the case of Maimit, in the case of Peisrin, so there we should apply the din of Neda Shuta Mitzose, Huta Kule, more readily than in the case like the Mishnah of Tein. If we say that the whole Alohe of Netashuta Mitzos Uta Kule is analogous to the din Baides of Idish Mitzos Botla Kulo, in other words, that a beetle that takes effect on a part of the Afloye is Mevatel the whole Afloye, so then we can understand this distinction. But according to the Ramban, there is no general Alohe that if beetle was Chal and part of the Afloye, So mainly it's mevatel the whole afloye. V'orayeh by harote, it doesn't apply. It applies only to toyes. What kind of toyes? So it goes without saying, according to Ramban, that it applies to a toyes where there was a toyes in the very outset. So there it applies it more readily. But it even applies to a toyes that was not a toyes in the Ikar Neder, that became a toyes retroactively through the Hetachochem. So why should we say that it doesn't apply to a case, in other words, that it doesn't apply to a case of mind? So it doesn't apply to a take to a case of so why should Rabbi say that it doesn't apply to mind in the case of Taini? So the Hezber was, according to the Siyei Shemrin, because in the case of Teinim, if he's Maimit, so then the Ovi Ve'achov were never included in the Neder. He never intended them in the Neder. But, so if it is a Aloche, that the beetle and part of the Afloye, is Mevatel the whole Afloye, then we can understand this distinction between the case where the Mikzas was in the Neder, and then we say Neda Shuta Mikzose Utakulei, and the case where he never intended that it should be included in the Neda. But according to the Ramban, the Aloche of Neda Shuta Mikzose Utakulei is limited only to toys. On the contrary, the more toys there is, the more readily the Aloche of Neda Shuta Mikzose Utakulei applies. On the contrary, it applies more readily to a case of toyes at the very outset, then it applies to a toyes that takes effect through the hetachoch. So Mimele, how can Rabbi distinguish between maimit in the case where there is a toyes at the very outset and maimit in a case like the Mishnah of Pesach? So that's why the Ramban had to reject. All right. Now, Udi Omar, Huta Mikzosi Huta Kulei, Dafke Bishikilom Kulom, Kindoma Kulcha, Oilo Zeveloze Bivo, Avolim Omar of Zeveloze, Huta Echot Men, Hu Muta Mikulom Asu, Dichimandoma, Kenim Cholechot Vechodom, Uchidimucha Bifere Koish Mikadesh, Gabi Uzu Vazu, Bufere, Shuiz Apikotin, Gabi Shuil, Loch, Loch. So he says, so that that when we say imomal, so when we say that imomal loze not with the vov, so who darechot men who muta mikol masuri. So what's the reason? Because if there is a vov, so then it's one neder, an all. But if there is no vov, it's then it's considered like separately doing, as if he said, suppose someone will say on Sunday that Yasas are Noy of Ruvi. And then on Monday he'll say Yasas are Noy of Shimon. And then on Tuesday he'll say Yasas are Noy of Levi. So we'll say that if Hutarechot Hutokolo, because he's different in Dori. So if he uses evolve, so then it's considered as if he had made different separate Nidorim and separate times. So maybe it's not shy to say, Huta, Huta Oechot, Huta Kulo. With Yoma, Huta Mishos, Huta Kulo, Dafkim Shikurum Kulo. Ki Yoma, Kulchem, Oy Loze, Vi Loze, with the Vov, Vi Vov. Avu Moma, Loze, so that's one Eder. Then it says, Loze, it's another Eder. Huta Echon, and Hum Huta, Vikum Asum, Dich Mandom, Akinim, Chol Echot, Echot, Dome. Chol Mo, Fremse, Mikadish, Kam, Bezu, Bezu, Vishu, Isa, Pikot, Mikam, Ishmu, El, Loch, Loch, Vidah, Nah, then he says, Vidavke, then he says something else. Vidavke ba Torah Shochem. Who do omar neda shmuta mutso say, who ta kori. Lifisha chocho meikira neda meikori. Avu beta chirem unidu im hechrim unidu yud meyodom. Vu ta rechot mehen, hu muta mikomaso. Vichin adin beafor as bal. The kaimelon bal megas guys. So it's mashma from the Ramban, from the Ran Shite, it's mashma from the Ran Shite, that according to the Mandoma, that Bal Meika Mokar, so then we do say, Hutarechot men Hutakol. Neda Shuta Mitzosei Hutakol. So we do say, only because we pass like the Mandoma, Bal Meika's guy. Now, according to the Ramban Shite, that the Ramban says that the whole aloha of Neda Shuta Mitzosei Hutakule is only shayach in the case of toyes, either toyes at the very outset, doesn't even require a techochem, or even in a toyes that becomes toyes through a techochem, retroactively toyes, through the heroe of the chochem or the gimla deities. But it doesn't apply to a case of Harote, even though the Chochem is Eikel Mafreya. So Memele, then it only follows logically that according to the Ramban, so we cannot apply the Aloche of Neda Shuta Mitzosei Hutakulei Ligabe HaFores Baal, not only according to Mandoma, that Baal makes guys, even according to Mandoma, Baal make a Okar, because if Baal make a Okar, but it's not Hoyes, it couldn't be better Then Harote al Dechochem. So we see from this, even though the Ram mentioned Ramban Shite, and then he said Teis v'Schelkin, and he wasn't Machria. So you could say, I mean, maybe he agrees with the Ramban Shite. But from this Ram, we can be Midaik that the Ram does not agree with the Ramban Shite. Because if the Ram had agreed with the Ramban Shite, he wouldn't say the Kaimel and Baal Megas guys. He would say, because here it doesn't become a toys. So we see that the Ramban Shite is that the Aloche of Neda Shuta Mitzosei Hutakulei applies not only to a case where it's Shuta Mitzosei Aldi toys. Even if it's not Shuta Mitzosei Aldi toys. In other words, wherever it becomes Shuta Mitzosei, so it's Shuta Kulei. But there is one prerequisite, that it has to be Huta Mitzosei Limafrei. But if it is Huta Mitzosei Mikan Lahabe, then we do not say Neda Shuta Mitzosei Limafrei. Alright, we'll leave it here because I want to give another Shia in your day. Now, tomorrow, I would like to give also two Shurim, but tomorrow, so the Shia on Nidorim will be the second.
Now, we finished the Gemara according to the Ram's Pshat up to the Mishnah from the Rots. Now, let's go over the Teisves inside. Nidrish Gogis, the Teisves. Nidrish Gogis, Kenim Kolapir Shebelo, Yimochalti Vishosisi Ayeim, V'nizka she'ochel v'shoso, poter.
שילמוליו ידיע שאיך השוחה לא ינדע ובוי בינם פיו לי בשבת. ואם תימה לאיר לקום העקן מנה בשין העיין, אם מישן למוחה, על ישן העיין שמישן למוחה, היכה דומה, איש שוחה ויש למוחה, נדשגוג יסמוטורי, ובמי זדלק למי חשת שיהיה ובמי זדל נדרי, ויש לימה מתחקי, דאמרינם בתנו אליו מזדהר, איכה למי חש, שמו ישן למוחה במי זד. כאילו מישתין אנס לי פירה שרי, מיירד לו משובד לו. In other words, because if he's mishubed law, so then the nedar is not even chal. So it's like assering somebody else's upon somebody else. She gomvo kisi v'she ikso es bni. Ein li fori she pireshim gomvo es kisei v'cheinim ikso es bnei, din kein pshidu l'chol ha-nedar. Now I already mentioned twice that this day's verse is capable of being explained in two ways. One way of explaining the tasteless is shegomvo kisi v'shehikso esni eli forei shepirish im gomvo eskisi v'cheini mikso esni din kem pshitel l'chol ha-nedar. In other words, the tasteless applies this din of the Mishneh that he didn't say b'shas ha-nedar keini mishtin earnestly shegomvo eskisi, but later on he just said keini mishtin earnestly. And later on, he said that the reason as to why he asked the anoye of his ishtei is because he was under the impression that she stole. She stole. So then it would follow that according to Teisves, even when there is a mistake as to the moral, spiritual identity of the person, not only when there is a mistake as to the physical identity of the person, but even when there is a mistake as to the moral and spiritual identity of the person. In other words, he knew that that was his wife, but he thought that his wife was a thief. And then he found out that his wife was a nice woman. So there was still a mistake as to the moral and spiritual identity of his wife. So that's also considered like itoyes bikaneda. Like itoyes bikaneda. So that is one way of explaining. But the Marit doesn't explain tesis that way. The Marit says that even according to tesis, so when do we say that it kene mishtin honestly? She only when she spelled it out in the neder. Kene mishtin honestly. She gomvo eskisi v'shehikso esmi. But if he didn't spell it out, the words she gomvo eskisi v'shehikso esmi. But then later on, he tells us he was mistaken as to the moral identity of his wife. He thought. He took the tether because he thought his wife was a thief. So then it requires a hetachochem. But Teisves is saying that when does the Mishnah have to tell us? Can I have to tell us that the nether is bottled because of the special halacha of Nidrish Gogeis? Because of the special Gzakos of Adam Bishvueh? If he spelled it out, Shegomvo Eskisi. Not in the form of itnai, but if he spelled it out differently in the form of itnai, keini mishtin earnestly, shegomvo eskisi v'shehikso esni, shehikso esni, so then we don't have to resort to the special halacha for the mishvue, to the special halacha of Nidrish Gogeis, even if there hadn't been a gzeres hakosuf of Adam Bishvue, it still would be bottled because of tnai. This is how the Marit explains it, and it's more mistaber. It's more in consonance with the Lashon of Teisves, the Marit's pshat. However, I mentioned that there is one Rishon Shimon Kobetz says that seems to say something else. Not in the Rosh, I mean that's another Shimon. Now, I saw in the Birka Shmuel, he has several simonim, Anitresh Gogis, Lidrayonsin. So it appears, of course, the Lashon of the Birka Shmuel is very obscure, but it appears from the Birka Shmuel, that he understood the Teisves, not the way the Marit understood the Teisves, but the way I understood weeks ago the Teisves, before I saw the Marit. In other words, only for Shepirishim Gomvoes Kisei, Vichin Mixes Nei. So it means only for Ish that he spelled out. But Dimkim Pshita de Lecholaneda. But in other words, Pshite, whether he spelled it out in the form of In Gomvo or She Gomvo, so it's a Pshite. But it means he didn't spell out in the Neda anything. He just says, Kenny Mishnin honestly. But then he comes to us and he says, I took the Neda because I was laboring under the notion that she, my wife is a thief. So even in such a case, it doesn't require a tachochem. So it's Nidrish Gomes. This is how it appears that the Birka Shmuel understood Teisves that way. But the Loshen of Teisves tends to indicate that the right pshat in Teisves is the way the Marit understood Teisves. All right. Now, Peisken le'odom b'chvet Shabbos yom teilim, kegin shenodar shalui le'echil shalui lishtes yayin shon ha'achas, v'loi niskar al Shabbos yom teilim lo yitzio min ha'klal, kishebo vishoy al nidrei, Peisken le'i b'chvet Shabbos yom teilim, da'amrinon ilu yodato v'o yiso zocher b'shas ha'neder al Shabbos yom teilim klum nodarto aleyem, v'u'aim alav, matirin eisiav v'imchein. כי דימוסיק במשנה, דינדה שהותה מקצוס יהותה כולי, והותה מקצוס יהותה כולי דקאומה, בלו יתור הסחוכן, אלו הותה מחמס נדה תויס קאומה. מחמס נדה תויס קאומה. So in other words, that it means that it doesn't even require התור הסחוכן. According to the first lotion in Thesis, it doesn't even require התור הסחוכן. In other words, so he says, "Ki yishenoda asher leachil lishtes yain shon achas." In other words, and he did not say, "Kol yimei ashon." He just says shon achas. Veloi niske al shabbos es viyom tevin lo yitzia min haklal. Ki shebol yishoyel al nidrei is peisim lo shabbos viyom tevin damrinon il yodato v'yisizocha b'shasaneda al shabbos es viyom tevin. In other words, so there is a toiz b'ikore. In other words, he never intended to include the Shabbos in Yom Tev. He never intended. So it's a toiz b'ikore. It doesn't require hetachochem. It doesn't require hetachochem. V'lo imir. The haloshen mashma shetzorich hatoras chochem. So in other words, the first loshen in Teisves should not be equated with the shita of the Marit and the loshin in the Rashbo, the Chavgimul, the loshin in the Meiri, that whenever there is a Pesach, so then with the Raise, it doesn't require the Chochem. Because over there, so even according to the Marit, even according to the Rashbo, even according to the loshin, the loshin in the Rashbo is Chelet, and even according to the loshin in the Meiri, so with the Raise, it doesn't require the Chochem. But in the Rabbonon, it certainly requires the Chochem. Here he says in the first Loshen that Elohuta Machmaseda Toys Koma Alibidemis mit Reisim, the Rabbonon. It doesn't require the Chochem at all. So he means here, so that's not the sheet, should not be equated with the sheet of the Marit. But here it's Mamish Nidra Toys, because when he assert the achille of Ishono, so he did not mean to include Shabbos Yom Tevim, but he forgot to exclude it. But he never intended to include it. He just, on the spur of the moment, he just forgot that there are such days like Shabbos Yom Tov. That can happen. It can happen to anyone. So it's in the toys. So he says, "V'lo inir the haloshe mashma shetzorich hatoras chochem midikom al peis al me mashma die Zoe Hatores Rochen, Lochinire, die Wadai Zoe Hatores Rochen, will die Dommele Masnissen, die nimmt zu Ovi Vojachow, die Zoe Scheile. Die Osom, Hanne der Bitoi, Sushgogog Muro, die Annen Sade, Shesove Belibe, Sheshome Inom Krevi, Do Efsha Shapir Beloyach, Beloyachow, Hilka Hareu, Kiloma Befeirush, Hare Alechem, Pleni U Pleni. אבל הוכה שנודה שונה אחז, תמימו, הקל ידים, שיהיה אפשר לשונה אחז ולא אישה בוסס. ואם כן, כי שנודה שונה אחז, ודאי הוא יודעתי גם מה שבוסס יום טבע. ולמוד זה למימר, שתו, כמו מסליסן, אלא שהוא מסחר את עכשיו על שבוסס יום טבע, שלא יציע מן הכלל, הלקח צורך שלו, והתור הגמור ראשון נדורם. So, I mentioned once, that this second Loshen Teisves, which is the Pshat, that Teisves approves of, so can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is in accordance with the Shit of the Marit, not in accordance with the Shit of the Ram. Because the Ram distinguishes between a Toyes Bikranedea, where there is a mistaken identity, and a toyes that is not bikaranedar in extraneous things, which is important to him, but it's not bikaranedar, not a mistaken identity. So when do we say that because of the special tzeres hakosuf of Odom Bishvue, so even without an anan sade, even without an umdel lemuchach, so the neder is bottle and doesn't require even matores chochem. That is, if the toyes consists of a mistaken identity. Let's say, in other words, he didn't know that the father was there, that the brother was there, but where the toyes? So then even without an ansade, even without a chochagmu, even without an umnimuchach, so it's nidresh gogis. So it's neder toyes and it's bottle me korek. But if the toys, the mistake, is in an extraneous matter, not in a mistaken identity. Let's say the toys was, he asked the annoy of his wife because he thought that she was a thief. So there was no a mistake as to the physical identity of the person whose annoy he answered. So there, only when there is an umden in muchach, but if there is no umden in muchach, so then it requires et achochem. It requires et achochem. That's the ranz shite. But the marit shite is that even if the neder was made with a mistaken identity, so it's not bottle without tetachochem, with not bottle unless there is an umdel muchach. So here, the reason is why in the case of hoyo rois and echlen teinim, so there it's an umdel muchach, because the average person would not answer the annoy of a father and a brother. The average person would not answer the annoy. So the Ran holds, no, there is no umden in muchach. Because there are certain people who don't get along with their father and their brother. So it's not considered as a real umden in muchach in kolatere kule. But here, because of mistaken identity. But the marichite is no. Why don't we require hetachochem by rois and techontainim? Because there we have umden muchach. So the tesis, the second Russian tesis, could be explained in that way. And that will feed the lotion. Lochinira de vadai tzorich hatoras rochem, v'lidomele masnis nimtzor v'yachov, v'lidzorich shayle. Do'os maneda bitoes, u'shgogo gmure, da'anan sade she'sovo belibay, she'shom einom krivim, do'efshar shapir b'leyachov. Hilkach, he doesn't mean, so in other words, so then it means anan sade. In other words, that there was, at the time of the neder, there was an umdel muchach. At the time of the neder, there was a umden muchach. All right, so then it's like the pshat of the marit, not in line with the lomdes of the ran. But Teisves, I said before, that Teisves could be explained, could the Teisves could be reconciled with the Lomdes of the Ran as well. But, so in other words, so the reason is to why? Vinei dasha lo yikos, I'm sorry. Roi son techon teini, vo maari an lichem kol, vinim tzor vivechov, vo yim monachiri. So the reason is to why, without et achochem, it is bottle, because of the special gzasa kosuf, of Nidrish Gogi, it's about the Mishmur. And here there is a mistaken identity, because he was mistaken as to the identity, the physical identity of the person, of the subject matter, of the Neder. So, Mashein came in the case of Kenimishtin earnestly, so only because he spelled it out. Otherwise, it would require Hatoras Chochem, because there is no mistaken identity. But when Teisve says, the Vaday Tzorech Hatoras Chochem, don't must listen to him Tzorech Vi Oechov, Li Tzorech Hashayle. The also, Haneder, so he says, I mean, in the case of Shabbos Yom Tevin, so Tzorech Hatoras Chochem, because over there is no mistaken identity. In other words, what would be an example of mistaken identity in the Mishnah of Pesachim Shabbos Yom Tevim if the person did not have in mind to include the Shabbos Yom Tevim? But suppose he had in mind to include Shabbos Yom Tevim, but on the spur of the moment he forgot that Shabbos Yom Tevim you don't fast. A person absent-mindedly, on the spur of the moment, might forget fundamental things. I mean, even if he's the biggest lump. So on the spur of the moment, he might forget. Now, Rabbi Yishmael forgot that on the spur of the moment that it was Shabbos and he was Mavia. He was Mavia B'Sheyik on the spur of the moment. So on the spur of the moment, even if he happens to be the biggest lump, he might forget the Shabbos Yom Tevim inadvertently. So he might forget that you cannot be misane on Shabbos Yom Tevim, but he really intended at that moment to include Shabbos Yom Tevim in the Neder. So then there is no mistaken identity. If, let's say, on the spur of the moment he forgot that there are Shabbos Yom Tevim in the year. That could also happen. So then there is mistaken identity. But if on the spur of the moment he remembered that there are Shabbos Yom Tevim, but he just forgot that moment, he forgot the Yisya that there is to be Misane. So then there is no mistaken identity. Then there is a mistake as to an extraneous matter. Not a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter. So this is what Teisves is saying. The also the time of the neder, it's an ansade. There was an umden in the muchach. At the time of the neder, there was no umden in the muchach. But an ansade, we are sure now. Now we are an ansade. She sobo belibe, she shomeinum krevi. So now we are sure that he was laboring under a mistaken identity. Now that he is telling us, so we know that he was laboring at the time of the neder, and as to mistake in the identity of the subject matter. So, but hilkachareu kiloma befeirish arayalechem pleni pleni avuhoches enod ashona achas mimo hakel yedim sheyefshel ishona achas. Below Shabbos says. So we don't say, because on the spur of the moment he forgot that there are Shabbos in Yom Tevim included in the year. That the person doesn't forget, but on the spur of the moment he forgot that it's also to be Misane. So there is no mistaken identity. So. So no matter how absent-minded he was, he still didn't forget, even for one moment, that there are Shabbos in Yom Tevim days included in the year. But what did he forget? So he just forgot the Easter of being Misane. And Shabbos in Tevim. So there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter, as to the physical identity of the subject matter of the Neder. So just a mistake as to an extraneous matter. As in whenever we, there is a mistake as to an extraneous matter, so then without the under the Muchach at the time of the Neder, so the Aloche of Odom Mishwe doesn't apply. Vim Ken, Kishenoda Shonachas. Alright, so the tasteless can be explained to it. Mishum the plukte the rabbonim ve rabakive bod the peisrim have the plukte the bishama visila the tane kame. After all, Bishamai b'mokim b'sila in the Mishne. So how is it possible that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva agree with the Shita of Bishamai? V'yesh leimah di yisleh d'loy nechliku Bishamai b'sila b'damazim. Omar Rabbi, di kul alme kol eichad omar ilo yis yedeya li'ach ha'shleyach l'vorim ha'rishenim. Now, you see, two things we have to consider in this Gemara. First of all, the lomdes. The lomdes, I mean, of Rabbi according to the Ram, the lomdes of Rabbi according to Rove, and then, how do they apply? The machlekes, to what case do the Rishenim apply the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi? So, as far as Rabbi is concerned, so there doesn't seem to be any difference between the Ran and Teisves insofar as the application is concerned. In other words, how does the Ran explain? When Rabbi says, the kul alme kol heichad omar ilo yis yedei ha-shabe v'neichem ha-yisei mekuch ma-asurim chutz mi-ab? The kul ha-asurim v'yobiv muta. Lo yinech li kol ha-beimer yis yedei ha-shabe v'neichem ha-yisei mekuch ma-asurim v'ab muta. So according to the Ran, Rabbi is saying that the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel is only in the case of Mishane Diburei. But in the case of Maimi Diburei, even Bisilel made it that the Neder remains Kayom Ligabi the strangers. This is the application. This is how the Ran applies Rove Sukimte. And the Tesis and the Rosh also apply Rabbi Sikimte the same way. Rabbi Sikimte. So he says, "Mi hekom Rabbi Kutkul al mekol eichad amar ilo yisideya. Mi achash leyach l'dvorim v'shenim einen nira keras neda. She mitchilo makulchem ve'ashdenami kishore lo makulchem likach lo yamrinon huta mikzosei huta kulei v'yoadin namei mitchilo ma biprat." Just like the Ram. So Rabbi is saying, in the case where his mind is dvorov, not Mishane, so then even Basil agree that the Neder remains Kayom, Ligabi the strangers. So in other words, he could say the kul alme kol eched omar zevi zevi ze asurim, and then he says ilu o yisiyadeya שאבו בניכם הויסאי מיה, זה וזה וזה אסורים ואבו מותר, so it also, it's also, כול העלמה מידה, that כולם אסורים חוץ מאבו. But why does he mention the lotion of kulchem, of my midloshin klal? Because, what not is possible lotion kulchem, of my midloshin klal, rather than my midloshin prat? Lisht mas nis nokat, do ma rilichem kom, but the same thing would be true of my midloshin prat. Lo inech li ku elo kishe ech li vishinu ez dvor of rishin, she mitchilo ma kulchem asuri, ויאתו אמר, אילו יסי ידי השאבו ביניכם, הו יסי מהפלינו ופלינה אסורים, ויובים מותה, והוא עדיני מחליפון בצד אחר, שמתחילו אמר לו זה ולא זה, ואשתור אמר כולכם, דימח השם יחליפון, לכלל ופרט, שמתחילו כאילו בייסר ופרט בהתר, אינם פרט בייסר וכלל בהתר, אמרינון, אמר בסיל רבה כיבי, דימח השם יחליפון, נראה כאיכן נדרי, ואות המקצוסי, ואות הכולי, ובשמי לישון עלי, ויוסקות עלי. Now, so, he explains it, the Ukipto of Rabbe, the Teisves explains in the same way like Rabbe. In vis-a-vis Rabbe, so there is a different Pshat. But vis-a-vis Rabbe, so the Pshat of Teisves is the same as the Pshat of the Rabbe. But, Teisves mentions a Loshen, Mi'achash ole hechliv dvorim orishenim, ein nire akiras meder, shemitchilo ma'kulchem, והשתה נמי כישור אלו, אומר כולכם, לקח לו ימרינון, כי הותה מקצוסי, הותה כולי. ואוהדי נמי מתחיל לומר בפרט. So he emphasizes a lotion, מאחר שלהך לדבור עבור ראשיינים, אין נירה הקירס נדע. What do you mean by אין נירה הקירס נדע? It's a question of נירה, it's not a question of what is I near. The question is there a toys or there is no toys? So what does he say? About eine nire akiras neder. It doesn't look like a chazor. But there certainly is a chazor. He says that he does not intend that the Ovi Voyechov should be osir. So what is the significance of the expression eine nire akiras neder? I think that the Ramban and the Reeve gives us an insight into the meaning of the Teisves. Even though, I mean, the Teisves and the Ramban don't agree with the same shit. Now, the Ran mentioned the shit of the Ramban, that the Ramban said that when Rabbi says that by Maimid everybody is made it, that we do not say Huta Mikzosi Huta Kulei, so that's only Ligabe the case of Tein, where it's not even necessary to have a Torah Schoch. Mashein Kein, in the case of Pesachim Shabbosim V'Yom Tevim, where we have to resort to Torah Schochem, so over there, so Bisilel would say that Neda Shuta Mitzosi Uta Kulei, even if he's mind. Now I'm sorry. That's the shita of the Yesh Mishaymer and the Ram. Now I mean something. So the Ramban is chelik on that shita. The Ramban is chelik on that shita. But then the Ramban says that the halacha of neda shuta mikzosei huta kulei, so is only shayach when the hatorei is on the basis of Pesach, but it doesn't apply to a case where the hatorei is on the basis of chalat. I'm sorry. All right. So let's see. Ikeman di posak rabbe, mishim dihu rabbe di rove, vikeman di posak rove, di bas od basto, vi afo gav doi michlo en milse be alme, hoch gav nidorim lechumren aktinon ki rabbe, u mistabre do leamrino ned ashuta mechlo le yuta kulei, elo gabi nidre shgogis, di masli siki bisil, vi gabi hod itnan hosom pisri mi yom tim vishagosis, achi bo rabbe kibe vlimit ben, shaned ashuta mechlo le yuta kulei, vi chol di domelei, di posabu o pisri, die kulen edel in starre, wie hoche dommel in ihre Teutz, wie husch oma name, ilo oisi jedei aschabe beneichem, oi sheis on jom tevin beneihem, lo oisi neider oisi neder klau, avo neider neder achaya, veim a pleine u pleine asurin, vi abi muter, vi name jen pleine u pleine asurin, vi yom tef muter, ki der rabi, avo neder shuhuta mechlore becharote, lo imi boi, so he says, so that's the Ramban shiti. That by Harote, we do not say Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sehuta Kol. So he says, Loi, mi boy, it's needless to mention, Lidaiti de Rabbe, di lekele meima be, Yuta Mechlole, Yuta Kulei, dol hodo be mi gufe di Neder be ikre. Vi avo gav di omar ilo yisil, ilo hoyo li bi ze olai, ho yisei me pleni pleni asur, pleni mutea, do mi kol mokim bidi du lek Harote, vili klum, viloi mishti ye nidre. El avil, li rove name, Nidre kidi koye koye, viloshin chachomi marpihu, mandi koye vlikei veozli beasye. So I mean, so that is very strange. He says, he mentions his chiddush, that the whole aloche of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sehuta Kulei, that we still mention, that Rabbi Akiva mentions, is only applies to a case of heter on the basis of Pesach. Or toyes mamish, but it doesn't apply to a case of heter chochem on the basis of charot. So we explained it last time. I mean, there's the plain pshat because the Ramban shita is that the whole din of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sehuta Kulei is limited to toyes. Now, so toyes can be of two kinds: either if there is a toyes at the very outset without recourse to heter chochem, or through et hachochem, it becomes determined as toyes. So when does it become through et hachochem determined as retroactively as toyes? Only if the et hachochem is based upon Pesach. But if the et hachochem is based upon Charote, he's also in Kalmafreya. But that's not, it doesn't become determined retroactively as toyes. It's a different thing. It's a different thing. This is what he's saying. But then the Ramban says, it is needless to mention that according to Rabbi, so then it goes without saying that the whole halacha of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sehuta Kulei is limited only to Pesach, not to Charot. But even the Chiddush is that even according to Rabbi,